You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. For 75 years, the Tanglewood Music Center in Lenox has hosted a summer academy for about 150 rising young musicians. And this year marks a milestone for the center. For the first time in its history, its two conducting fellows aren't fellows. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
The first conducting fellow was a guy named Leonard Bernstein.
That was back in 1940, says Boston Symphony Orchestra managing director Mark Volpe.
He was followed by Seiji Ozawa, Zubin Mehta, and all these other famous guys. And I say guys. The reality is virtually all the great conductors at some point passed through Tanglewood.
And this year, for the first time, both conducting fellows aren't guys. They're women.
To me personally, as a father of two daughters, I'm absolutely delighted and took us 75 years to get to this point.
And Volpe believes this milestone confirms an ongoing gender shift in the classical music world.
When I first got in the business 30-plus years ago, you put a woman on the podium and there's lots of grumbling, you know, the old men in the back and sometimes even in the front.
No one is grumbling during conducting fellow Marjana Diakoun's rehearsal of an operatic piece by composer Benjamin Britten. On stage, the young musicians watch her every move intently.
It's a very difficult job for men and for women.
34-year-old Diakoun grew up in Poland, where her parents took her to the Philharmonic. She played piano, but was fascinated by the people at the podium. Her brother noticed the conductor's gleam in her eye and bought her classical recordings and a baton.
It was my dream, actually, but a very secret dream. Even my parents, I think, when I was 18, then they realized that something is going in that direction.
Diakoun went on to study conducting in Poland and Vienna, Austria. She's earned prizes and assistantships. For her, the entire orchestra playing as one is the most beautiful instrument of all.
It's magic for me when it works.
Diakoun says she's encountered a double standard for women conductors, especially in Europe, which can be locked in tradition.
We have to be much better to be judged in the same level as men.
I don't mind what they are as long as they're good.
Stefan Asbury coordinates the TMC's conducting program and helped select this year's two fellows out of a pool of 142 applicants. He says Diakoun's audition video was passionate and convincing.
She does have a very vivid technique, very clear, very strong, not brittle, but there's a real fluency there in what she can do. And also a strong personality.
Then there's the other conducting fellow, 27-year-old Ruth Reinhardt of Germany. Asbury recalls her audition too.
I remember she's very elegant in the way she makes music with people. And I remember her particularly, and there was a moment in Brahms 4 that I think the whole table thought was rather beautiful.
Backstage at Tanglewood, Reinhardt says the conducting bug bit her by accident when she was a teen.
I was playing oboe in this youth orchestra in France. I just had a terrible cold, so I asked the conductor whether it would be okay if I wouldn't play for one day. And he said, yeah, do you want to conduct? And I kind of thought, well, why not?
Now she's at Juilliard. But Reinhardt says being a woman in what historically has been a man's field can be tough. For one, people comment on her looks more than they do on male maestros.
They kind of put on some weight or something like that, and maybe the jacket is a bit too tight. But if that happens to me as a female, then that's immediately pointed out. So I just stopped caring.
It's not a political statement, it's a musical statement.
That's TMC director Ellen Heistein. She says there are more young female conductors than ever before in the classical world, and Tanglewood is doing its part to usher in change.
The women that we've had as fellows over the past, I would say, 5 to 10 years, have all gotten jobs in good orchestras. So it is happening. It's happening slowly, but it's happening.
Heistine points to TMC alum Marin Alsop, maestra of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, as a pioneer and a female role model. While Ruth Reinhardt and Marjana Diakun didn't have any of those when they were coming up, this year Tanglewood is turning out two more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Tanglewood Music Center's Fellows final concert is Sunday morning at 10 in Lenox. You can see videos of them at the podium at our website, wbur.org.